My name is Luke Smith.
And I am Sebastian.
And we are so excited to be bringing you our Eurovision coverage for this year. Now, for folks who may not have caught it, it may or may not be on Omni TV.
Oh my God.
It really depends on whether or not the folks at Rogers get around to updating their website.
Yeah, getting access to this this feed has been a bit of a challenge, mostly for Luke.
It's just, oh my gosh, Canadians are massively underserved.
Yeah.
I was excited that Omni TV picked it up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Omni TV being the free distribution from Rogers Media.
And the thing is that, and this is something that we don't often take the time to explain, what Eurovision is and how it works. It is the major, either the state broadcasters or the largest broadcasters for various European nations. So like the
about 40 of them, give or take.
40 of them. So it's 40 different versions of the BBC or the CBC or Canal Plus or whatever it is in all the different European nations. They all dump money into a pot and then spend billions of dollars on the world's largest talent contest, where singing is the only talent.
The world's longest running music competition is also the world's largest music competition.
It's 70 years old.
Yep, it's in its 60s at this point.
Yeah.
And it has been instrumental. We've talked before in our coverage about Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Playing for Switzerland, and of course ABBA getting a break. Mm-hmm. And Conchita Wurst was a recent one in 2015.
And I'm pretty sure I'm Walking on Sunshine was premiered
at
Eurovision. I don't think it won, but it was one of those things where it didn't win, but everybody just said, we like this non-winner.
This is
better.
A good song. Now, we'll be playing a range of songs, such as Grease, which is being sung by a Canadian.
Do you know what just occurred to me just now as well? People who don't know the Eurovision Sound Contest still know about Epic Sax Guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Which was
from Moldova.
Moldova's entry in, I want to say, 20...
But Epic Sax Guy has shown up in 3 separate years. Mm-hmm. It's just every so often, Moldova will be there, and there will be the sax guy in the background just making love to his alto sax, to the point where you don't even need the audio. You just need that looping GIF.
I can't even remember how it goes. We will be playing a clip round about now. And imagine 24 hours of that, which is available as Gandalf nodding. Yeah. Now, next up is the Czech Republic. And oh my days, are they ever the cutest three boys I have ever seen?
Well, they're tall and lanky and
European,
a little bit nerdy. And it's hard to tell if they're nerdy or gay or what, i.e., European.
Yeah. I got like 70s, you know, like before boy bands were overly manufactured, you know what I mean?
They
I got
do that side of sort of a mod kind of a feel to
yes,
their look.
Mod is exactly it.
Friend of a friend. And I remember they had a great song too.
Can you hear it?
Actually, I think it's one that really stands
Someone
a chance of winning.
Behind the wall making the same sounds. Can you hear it? Sounds like you and me when we're making love. Who is it? You said you wish they weren't taking such a long time. She was my neighbor when we were 13. She moved back in. There's not much between us now, do you know what I mean? Friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. She's never home cause she plays in a band. I don't know if you understand. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend. I had a dream that you walked through the door. I can't recall her name anymore. Please believe that I'm your man. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend.
I'm only a friend.
Feel it.
try to stay drier until you turn away. A swallow heart, fall apart, break and bleed, but you won't see. Tears will fall, I hear them all, they scream, they scream. Not so silent and innocent, acid rain from your fingerprints, echoes, rivers of loneliness, heating the walls of my heart.
Doing cool
so
stuff.
The Russian one I was just floored by. It's still very I was getting the Pixar vibe, the like slow build, epidramatic, you know. It was the Vikings last year, but I think it's Russians that nailed it this year in terms of if you want to have sort of dramatic stepping somewhere. But you're right, they have met their game when it comes to staging with those screens. Is it a mirror? Is it a plasma screen? It's hard to say, but Russia's entry was absolutely phenomenal. Tell us your thoughts.
I mean, they've done better. He's done better, because we've seen him before.
We did,
that yeah. That was not, I don't know, Jean-Paul Gaultier. That's interesting. Why is Jean-Paul Gaultier there?
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, he's a fashion designer. And I guess that he's here as a fashion critic. And the only thing I could say in terms of the last one, it was very plain, white shirt, white pants, kind of uninspired. Except yeah. The pants did hug his gentleman's booty quite well.
You know, one of the things, speaking about fashion, actually, for this for a moment, I found that...
You're going with fashion and not with gentleman's booty?
Yeah, I'm not going to stick to it. I think we see some folks who are doing
I'll also stick to booty.
Some folks are doing their traditional outfits, but a lot of them are keeping the looks relatively simple this year.
Except for Iceland.
Yeah, they had. Well, Iceland really knocked it out.
Yeah, we'll get there when we get there.
We'll get there when we get there. So coming up next is Denmark, which is pretty exciting. I always love Denmark. I think they do a great job. And I'm looking forward to see what they bring to the table.
Yeah, and in the pre-finals? What are they called?
Semi-finals.
Semi-finals. We actually, both of us agreed, someone with talent. That's... nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get us wrong. Singer, there are some great folks of talent at Eurovision, but not always. Chad Wood.
Yeah.
it's going to be an exciting change. Like I said, this is Denmark, and it's Love Is Forever by Leonora.
Learning our history, but still we don't take it in. Why we make it tough, the world has had enough. Don't get too political. And who are we to judge? It doesn't take too much, only just a miracle. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Just a taste of love, a taste of what could actually rule both me and you. A taste of love is all we got. So don't you never, ever give up love. Come over, my long lost friend, and work on a happy end. Imagine what we could do after what we've been through. Why we make it tough, the world has had enough. Don't get too political. And who are we to judge? It doesn't take too much, only just a miracle. Love is forever. Love
Venez découvrir la vie. Ce soir on va tous partir. Le beau temps n'est pas fini. Quand dites-vous mon ami? Vos faces gavent slows. All we need is love. Liebe ist für alle da. Kærlighed er håb. Alle kan forstå. Kærlighed er samme sprog. L'amour est pour toujours. L'amour est pour toujours. Et pour tout le monde. L'amour est pour toujours. L'amour est pour toujours. Et pour tout le monde. Just a taste of love. A taste of what could actually pull both me and you. A taste of love.
So Denmark did a bilingual song.
Yes.
And I like it because I think it kind of speaks to that sort of European sensibility. This next up is San Marino.
Definitely but Eurovision.
Very Eurovision. But yeah. I think, you know, there's definitely a push within Europe, which is, you know, really the foundation of the EU, in terms of multilingualism. A lot of Europeans speak a bajillion languages.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Three.
Three. Yeah, like I
typically
said.
Typically three, sometimes four or five, but most of them speak three, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, having... You know, I would like to... See, it would be great to see more Canadian songs that that are sort of hits and stuff be more bilingual and sort of reflective of that sort of duality of language that exists in the country.
There was some of that with... Nelly Furtado spoke, sung in English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a little bit of that. You're right, there should be more.
So this is Serrat Se Na 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 by San Marino. And my gosh, this song, I just can't even.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, as each country's introduced, it you know, it showcases each of the countries. But in this one, they're all various vignettes of Israel.
Well, there was a couple, like the Czech Republic or Belarus.
No, I think they clarified that they're all in from Israel.
That's
the sort of self-promotion vibe that I got earlier, yeah, and I wasn't weird. Super keen on it.
Because normally you get to see people walking around their home country, and sometimes, like, there was one year where it was just small town, middle of nowhere, and it was clear, like, this is where that singer was from originally, and they were just promoting their own hometown, the farm that they grew up on, or whatever.
The farm.
Leave my Southern Ontario accent alone.
So coming up next is the Entra.
I don't think I've seen Sweden yet. They are currently the nation with the most winners.
Yeah, no, Sweden does really well. We have seen Sweden's entry.
We have, yes.
In the semi-final that we watched. We didn't manage to make our way all the way through the second one. The VT, and this one actually there's a couple of them that kind of irked me, is that the sort of intro clips, which are really just tourist spots for various things in Israel, the music styles in them are almost jarringly different from
the opposite, what
the actual musicians are like. And, you know, there's one great one that had like a 20s, like, bop sound, and yet someone came on and it was Too Late for Love by John Ludwig, I think is the name. I didn't quite catch it. This is Sweden. You ever say to me, say, am I wrong? To wonder if it could be you and me. Is it too late for love? Is it too late for love? I wanna know. Is it too late for love? I can take no more. Is it? I could be the sun that lights your dark. Maybe I will lit your world with just one spark. I could make it burn for you and me. If I could be there, I would be there. Your dark. Is it too late for love? Is it too late for love? Hear me, I can make it burn for you and me. Days came and went, but nothing ever really felt the same. But you left a space where everything reminds me of your face. Is it too late for love? Is it too late for love? I wanna know. I could be the sun that lights your dark. Maybe I will lit your world with just one spark. I could make it burn for you and me. If I could be there, I would be there.
Disappointment of the year.
Oh my days. It's
some guy who's good but not great, because they're never terrible. The UK never sends people who are truly terrible. It's just people where it's like them. You said them.
Well, last year, famously during Eurovision, the British entry had a stage invasion halfway through, and was offered the opportunity to sing again, which would be not unprecedented, but very uncommon. And she turned it down. This is Bigger Than Us by Michael Rice. the UK entry.
It's me and you. We can have this love that we never lose. It's bigger than us. Take my hand and I'll lead you home. Can you understand? You will never be alone. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you and me. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than everything we see. Cause I can feel the universe when I'm feeling you breathe. It's bigger than us. And it's bigger than you and me. It's bigger. I won't give up, and I won't let go, cause this kind of love is gonna be our only hope. It's bigger than you and me, it's bigger than us, it's bigger than everything we see, cause I can feel the universe when I'm feeling you breathe. It's bigger than us. Bigger than you and me. It's bigger, bigger, bigger. Oh, it's bigger, bigger, bigger. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you and me. This kind of love is bigger than everything we see.
I know you make, we make fun of the British entry, but I think Michael Rice here was actually pretty damn good.
I mean, they're never bad. It
sounded like you're going to church.
Yeah. it was very Take Me to Church, actually. Yeah.
The UK entry is never bad. It's just a little bit disappointing. Yeah, it's usually tepid. It's usually disappointing, especially considering the amazing talent that comes from the UK.
Well, I don't know. I think this one did okay. I think this one was okay. And I think the song was actually pre-written for them. I think in the British competition to see who would come through, there's a couple. But they, at the end of the day, the two contestants had to sing the same song. Mm. And this was his take on the song that was written by somebody else.
By somebody, by some guy or some lady.
But I mean, that's pretty common for Eurovision.
Yeah.
There are a couple of Eurovision songwriters, and they tend to write a lot of the material.
There are a few countries that pretty much insist on having their contestants write their own music, or who generally prefer having their contestants write their own music. Always be. Je suis free, oui, j'invente ma vie. Ne me demandez pas qui je suis. Moi je suis le même depuis tout petit. Et malgré les regards, les avis, je pleure, je sors et je ris. You put me in a box, want me to be like you. Je suis pas dans les codes, ça dérange beaucoup. End of the day, you cannot change me, boo. Alors, laisse-moi m'envoler. I'm not a rich, but I'm shining bright. Oh,
are we? When we hurt, when we fight for free. Only God can judge you and me. Ce qu'on est, on ne l'a pas choisi. On choisit son travail, sa coiffure, ses amis, sa routine, parfois l'amour aussi. Ça passe ou ça casse, mais ça.
Well, I was looking it up, and there are 26 entries, 26. And that's the piece of information I was trying to find out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So Bilal Hassani was representing France. The 19-year-old singer and queer icon was definitely one of the most high profile. We talked about Bilal Hassani before, and then there was also that ridiculous satire that was going to be aired in Israel. That was allegedly making fun of Bilal.
Oh.
And France threatened to not send their contestant. Bilal Hassani said they're just really excited to go. It was a whole thing. In the end, I think the satire was postponed until after the Eurovision Song Contest. But I think it's one of those envelope pushing
episodes. I mean, satire can be a form of flattery. Depending on how you do it.
So this is Mahmoud Vesoldi, one of my favorite in terms of entries for this year's from...
I noticed her when she arrived. Kinda late, ain't a mama like. But mama, she ain't here tonight.
Getting rowdy, rowdy.
When she poured out the little spice, got the whole place on a vibe. Monday night and a Friday night,
getting rowdy, rowdy. She lit a party,
talk.
She made the party
stop.
She getting naughty,
yeah.
Dropping it down.
When she go low, when she go low, she goes so low, she goes so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. When she go low, when she go low, she goes so low, she goes so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. Light in the fire now, going wild like an animal. All ain't gonna sweat it out.
Getting rowdy, rowdy.
Turning heads and turning up. Breaking necks, she breaking cups. Look at her, can't get enough.
Getting rowdy, rowdy. She lit a party.
Talk.
She make the party
stop.
She getting naughty.
Yeah.
Dropping it down.
When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. All the girls go, everyone go.
She got a sturdy dancing.
When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. She got me dirty dancing.
I absolutely adored Sweden. I like the fact that it is one of these songs which doesn't follow that sort of formulaic Pixar movie intermission song theme, but really was like bringing out a genre-busting moment. You know, it was gospel. You mentioned Gospel House earlier.
Yeah, so there's a lot of talent on stage. A lot of the backup singers had so much fun. There's a great stage presence. If I had any gripes with Sweden, it would be with the songwriter. I found the arrangement a bit weak.
Well, I think it was great, and I think that, you know, I think it's going to do really well in the competition. I mean, we're not that far off the end here. I think who's your early lead in terms of who you like?
Oh, what was those three guys? Czech Republic?
Yeah, no, I think they're really good. I like the Czech Republic.
Yeah. Who was the one with the big chair? That was Denmark.
Yeah.
She was really good. She's the kind of person, like, that was the kind of act that tends to win. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't necessarily know if that means she's going to win, but that's the kind of person who tends to win. You know that.
Yeah, well, we got, she got me Luca Hani from Switzerland as entry number 24. I really like this one, and oh my gosh, this guy's outfit.
Saying earlier that there's a lot of performances where it just looks like they're having fun.
Yeah.
If you're not afraid of heights, this is probably the most fun you can have in front of 2 million people.
I would be terrified, personally. I would be pooping my pants.
Those two ladies in the background, they're just playing with it. They don't even care that they're on a stage. Look at them. They're just having a great time. I'm sure once I got used to it, I could be having a good time.
Do That is, and oh my God, all the Australians have matching hats.
So remember how I just now said they're all kind of bleeding into each other because they all sound the same?
Yeah. Nothing sounds much like this one.
This sounded different. If Australia won, I would be very happy. That was a good song. It was a good performance, and the staging is just so delightful.
And it was the staging was unique. I don't think we've seen anyone really produce something like that.
They got somebody from Cirque du Soleil in, and they're like, do something that involves minimal training and looks really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think they've done a really good job. And there has been some quite innovative stage use this year, which is quite refreshing to see.
Yeah.
Holograms onto pop-up screens is quite common. We're seeing that on quite a couple of different ones.
Holograms on people's
bodies. Yeah.
As well. Like, was it Croatia with the heart?
Pushing the envelope. Yeah. Anyway, Spain, Lavanda by Miki. And we'll be back just after this. Well, actually, we're not going anywhere. Brits was a habit.
Yeah.
This is the last entry for Eurovision, the grand final, and our ongoing commentary. And my dear Lord, is that man handsome. Is that a requirement for being a singer in Eurovision that you have to be devilishly handsome?
Well, there's a few that aren't. But Spain is known for boys. It's something they're very, very good at doing.
Porque hay camino, te digo, hay otras cosas. La venda ya cayó. Te sientes que ya tenías, te vives alto voltaje, te traje buenas noticias, te vales y ya no fuerzas, te vives y te interesas, te saltas, no quedan normas, ahora la vida loca, la venda ya cayó.
Wow, you know, Spain always brings
fun.
Such passion and fun.
Fun, yeah.
And I think that when they did the sort of song lineup, the play sheet for this year's show,
yeah.
I think Tel Aviv did the right thing by actually putting Spain at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, they know how to bring the house down, you know what I mean?
Or pick it up after listening to the same thing 20 times over.
Absolutely, yeah. No, they they can energize a crowd. And it's been the same for many years.
Yeah.
We've been covering this for nearly half a decade now.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Like, almost as long as we've been doing radio, we've been doing Eurovision.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the last entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. If you are listening along to us at home, we're actually going to jump pretty much to the last 5-10 minutes or so of Eurovision as we take advantage of the fact that we're it's not live.
We're not, it's not live,
So we don't have to sit through 2 hours of jury votes, and we love Madonna, but
France,
I think
says,
I can live without it.
Five P's.
And from Moldova, nil pois. I don't know if Moldova got nil pois, I just like saying it.
And they always do that unnecessary dramatic pause that's 1.5 times longer than it needs to be.
Yeah.
2 points. Yeah. Hey, that's the guy who won in Norway all those years back. The violinist guy, who looks like your ex.
Alexander
And every time we see him, you say, that looks like my ex.
It's not my ex. It's he looks like, oh my God, he was a co-host.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dan? Steve? Oh, Chris? I'm blanking on his
name. You dated him.
I didn't date him. We nearly dated.
You dated.
We didn't date.
You were 21. If you dated for a week, that counts.
No, we didn't date. Anyway, so we're coming in. There's 3 countries left to vote. Let's have a look and see where this is. It's around the 3-hour and 48-minute mark for folks who are maybe wanting to pop back into the recording. Okay, so
Italy's doing really well. Which one was Italy?
Let's see how this is.
So this is the judge.
This is after the judges. This is after the juries. So this is the jury votes coming in.
So the popular votes are not in yet.
Oh, no, they are the... So North Macedonia, Italy, Sweden, and the Netherlands are just waiting for
the only thing I remember about North Macedonia is that I loved her dress. Italy was the hip-hop-y kind of sound that you really liked.
So the public vote was 260 points for the Dutch.
Oh, that cute guy's gently caressing his knee.
So the Netherlands has shot up to first place here.
From the popular vote.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Russia. Because Sergei came in second on that year where everybody was putting bets on him coming in first.
So North Macedonia, actually, I think this makes it, they're the brand new country, obviously, but this makes it one of the highest ever scores in Eurovision history.
I loved her reaction. That was how you lose with grace.
They cracked the top 10,
yeah,
which is astonishing.
But they told them their points is like, yeah, you don't have enough points to win. And the lady was like, oh, shucks, whatever. Glad to
but
be
still,
here.
But still, amazing. North Macedonia cracked in the top 10.
Oh, yeah. And there's Azerbaijan. They impressed me, too.
So Sweden, I love this guy. This guy brought the gospel to the show. Let's see if he gets enough public votes to crack the win.
Oh. Where's Iceland? Are they? Whoa, they're not doing well. Oh, it's too bad. Oh, Iceland did better than Czech Republic, the 3 cute guys.
The tension is intense.
The tension. See, on the one hand, it feels like they're unnecessarily building up tension, but in reality, they're just tallying.
So Sweden needs 250 points.
That's a lot of points. That is very, very rare to get a lot of points like that. Although that's actually not true. The winners always get over 200 from the public votes.
They got 93 points.
From the public?
The winners are the Dutch. So the Netherlands by Duncan Lawrence, Arcade. One. That was the one he was singing at a piano.
Yes.
Soldi, which is the Italian one.
Yeah.
Which is the one I liked, very contemporary. That came in at 465 points. Quite close in as a second. Very popular with both the public and the jury. Russia, Sergei Lazarev, who you mentioned before, who came in second before, came in third this time. Big jury vote, big televote, but not quite enough. Switzerland, which was the really cute guy I liked, came in fourth.
With the arms.
Yep. Yeah. Sweden, which was the guys on the chair.
Denmark?
They were Denmark, sorry. Denmark came in 12th.
No, Sweden was the soul, the soul house, which is
the
guy.
Too Late for Love, He came in at 6th. Azerbaijan did really well coming in at truth. North Macedonia, one of the highest they've ever done.
Yeah.
Iceland came in at 10th. What's really interesting about this is their jury vote was quite abysmal at 48.
Oh.
Jury's not impressed.
But the public loved them.
The public loved them. Where it is the opposite story for the Czech Republic, where the jury wasn't a fan, but the public adored them. France came in at 14, and San Marino, Saint Nanana, came in at 20, one of the highest scores they've ever had.
Really?
With San Marino
doing
really well. And Katarina Duska, the Canadian singing on behalf of Greece, came in on 21st. Well, we're gonna sit back and watch as the Netherlands, Duncan Lawrence, plays us out with Arcade. Just to close up, Britain, dead last. Only 16 points. When you compare that to 492 points for the winner of the Netherlands. So sad. Even Israel, who hosted, had several, many more points than the UK. Anyway, this is the winner. This is the Netherlands. And we are going to be playing out with this. My name has been Luke Smith.
And I've been Sebastian.
And thank you for listening.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me home. I've spent